This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Massachusetts from Gloucester. And, Senator, welcome back. How are you on this kind of a weird, cool day here?
Well, you know, I'm doing well, Rick, and this is one of those days where New England weather is entertaining but maybe not pleasurable. So how are you doing today?
Well put. Yeah, the same. Okay, it's a wild time. It's a distressing time for many people. The federal government has been out of business, which I absolutely don't understand as an educator for a month now. And I guess the first question to ask you was what's the effect on Massachusetts from the federal shutdown?
Well, there are a number of effects. One of the things that is the most pronounced is that we literally receive billions of dollars in support for our state budget from the federal government. And while we have not lost all of those financial resources, we are seeing them become more and more in jeopardy depending on what the issue is. And the issue that we're all facing today is the supplemental nutritional program that is run by the U.S. Department of Food and Agriculture that has a million recipients. Actually, it's more than a million recipients in Massachusetts. And the funds for that will run out on November 1st, in just a couple of days. And for Massachusetts, that has a dollar value of about $210 million per month. And so today on Beacon Hill, we are all working to try to figure out how to minimize any impacts, any adverse impacts to the people that depend on that program. And so we had a lengthy debate today in the Senate chamber about how we might use some surplus funds that we have from last fiscal year to be able to at least fill that gap for a short time. But it is not the kind of thing that we can backfill consistently because we don't have those many resources in reserve. You know, we're very fortunate, Rick, that through a lot of fiscal discipline, and it has certainly been bipartisan, we have a stabilization fund, a rainy day fund in Massachusetts, of over $8.1 billion. But if you look at the SNAP program alone, which we used to call food stamps, if you look at that alone at a burn rate of $210 million a month, that stabilization fund would be quickly decimated if we tried to fully fund what the federal government is not funding for a period of months. And that's just one example. Another one that's on everyone's mind, and mine in particular these days, is federal funding for home heating assistance. So there is a program known as LIHEAP, and traditionally Massachusetts will advance funding for LIHEAP so that folks can have home heating oil or help with their electric heating bills, and then the federal government would reimburse those funds. But if the federal government does not reopen and does not resume its normal function, that program, too, will be in jeopardy. So it's hard to get your hands around the totality of it, except to say that a lot of very important programs are at risk, and the state does not have the ability to make up for the absence of the federal government month after month in those programs. We might be able to help a little bit in the short term, and we should, but in the long term, we cannot fill the role of the federal government here in the Commonwealth.
Is there a precedent for this, Senator Tarr, in terms of the length of lack of funding that the government is supposed to be meeting out? I mean, this is a congressional thing, you know, that's been approved, and all of a sudden, because of whatever, I don't know. This is beyond my understanding, Senator Tarr, that this can even happen.
Well, it should be concerning to all of us, Rick, that it is happening. You know, one of the reasons I'm so proud to be a member of the Massachusetts Senate and a part of the Massachusetts legislature is that you don't read headlines about our government shutting down. When it looks like we won't be able to reach agreement on a budget, and you and I have talked about this in the past, we pass an interim budget so that we can continue to talk and negotiate and keep things moving. Unfortunately, our federal colleagues have not chosen that path. It is not unprecedented. I believe the longest time it has occurred prior to this one is about 35 days, and we're approaching that time period this time. And so it is not unprecedented, but that's unfortunate because every time it happens, it causes a myriad of problems, not the least of which, Rick, is we have folks who are not being paid who are in our armed services. And I know there's work being done to try to address that issue specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go down the list of all of the things that the federal government is responsible for in our lives, and you begin to think about what really happens when those functions aren't being performed, when those programs aren't being funded. And, of course, SNAP is a great example. And there is a debate going on right now about whether or not the president has the ability to use a special emergency fund that was created to be able to fill the gap with SNAP in particular. And, in fact, the Senate just adopted a resolution asking the president and the Congress to find a way to appropriate the funds to address this particular program. The problem is, this is one program. It happens to be a very important one. But in the supplemental budget that is now going to conference committee, we inserted another measure that would support military families not being evicted if they're not able to pay rent. And also, of course, we have to support the landlords, particularly if they're small landlords, needing that rent to pay their mortgage, preventing them to be foreclosed upon. So there's a real domino effect that happens soon. Again, it's hard to fully describe, particularly in a short period of time, all of the impacts, except to say that they're significant. And it's disappointing as a legislator here in Massachusetts to see the inability of our federal colleagues to find a path forward, knowing that these kind of issues are out there and causing serious harm to people.
Finally, Senator, you mentioned colleagues. Is there some kind of, I don't know, for want of a better word, pressure that local state legislatures can put on, as you said, their federal colleagues? Is there any communication among those two entities?
So over the last couple of days, Rick, 152 Massachusetts state legislators signed a letter to the president and to our federal officials asking for some path forward here. And so we are communicating that and trying to indicate to them that this is very serious and that we don't have the ability to compensate adequately for it. So there is that level of communication going on at that level, and I'm confident it's also happening at an informal level all across the state.
Good to hear. Anything else you'd like to mention, Senator?
Well, I would just say this, Rick. I've always been proud of the way that we operate in a bipartisan fashion in Massachusetts. It doesn't mean that we always agree, nor should we always agree. Our democracy depends on the exchange of different opinions. But I'm pleased that we were able to have a discussion in the chamber today about trying to find a bipartisan way to avoid the very real threat of SNAP benefits and nutrition being harmed. So we will continue to stay on that path, and my hope is that folks in our nation's capital will be able to find a way and be able to move us forward, even if they may disagree on some things, and find a way to agree on what can move us forward and then get back to what they disagree on after that happens.
As always, Senator, thank you for your time, and thank you even more for your efforts. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Rick, and thanks for always giving great coverage to what's happening here in government and allowing people to know what's going on from our perspective here on Beacon Hill.
Appreciate it. Take care, Senator. Be well.
All right. Thanks, Rick. You too.
Yes, sir. All right. That is Senator Bruce Tarr, who is the Senate Minority Leader in Massachusetts. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.